Hey, Frank, glad we finally got a chance to get together. Thanks for sending over that information I requested. I'd be glad we're having a chance to sit down and go through it together. You know, as we've identified here, it seems like most of your losses, not seems like, most of your losses are coming from what we call workplace ergonomics, right? They have to do with your drivers getting in and off of your trucks or in and out of the trucks. And if I understand it correctly, it's starting to create some issues for you, even though maybe the claim frequency isn't great. When you do have a large claim, it's problematic in a couple of ways. One, not only the workers' comp premium, but also problematic in that while a driver is out, you're starting to develop some frictional losses inside your business where you're having to pay overtime to cover the routes, or maybe you're not able to cover the route at all and you're losing some customers. I also think you're right when you say that once those drivers leave for the day, they're independent. You really have no idea what they're doing, what behaviors they're engaged in, or what activities. And I would agree that the current program of relying on pre and post inspection and some one-off video trainings at some annual group safety meetings doesn't really seem to address the underlying issue of what's causing the claims. And as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, you really have not taken any approach to try and address those behaviors or activities that lead to these types of claims. And as a driver yourself, you know, you can talk to your blue in the face about a three-point stance for getting in and out of a truck, yet looking at your loss runs, four of them have to do with drivers that slipped while getting in or out of the truck. And we talked a little bit about, you know, the idea of how do you start to attack or address those behaviors. And I introduced the idea that we have a safety management system or safety management process system in place where we work on trying to identify the behaviors that are leading to your losses, and how do we put a program in place to really laser-like focus on those behaviors, start to record that we're paying attention to them, and we have a methodology to see that we're really attacking the problem. And that seemed to interest you a little bit. And we have now identified those unsafe or undesired behavior. It's getting on in and out of the truck and on and off the trailers. And we have a little form here called our short form that I think will work great for being able to start recording these behaviors. One of the problems we talked about with the current safety meetings is, you know, how well did adults retain stuff from video? And we talked about it ourselves, right? And you mentioned that you watch something and you forget what you saw. Yet the best way that you've ever learned is when you've actually had to hear something, then apply it, and then maybe teach it to somebody else. And that concept of open-ended questions and getting someone to repeat back to you what they're supposed to do is really what we're going to try to get to with our safety management system, or what we call safety one-on-one. We want to start having conversations that engage our employees to think about the tasks they're going to do, how it's relevant to their everyday life, and how it allows them to do that safely. But the way we're going to do that is we need to take charge of that communication process from your end. And I think you would agree with that. And so these safety conversations that I'm going to propose would be starting to take a look at what I call leading indicators. Right now you do some leading indicator work. We talked about that. We know that your pre and your post-trip inspections are a form of leading indicators. If they're done ideally correctly, they're identifying anything on that truck that may be a mechanical hazard that could lead to an accident, and it's getting fixed before the unit gets out on the road. We also talked about what are lagging indicators, and that would be your SMS or your SAFER score. Now, that's looking at data from going through the scales for the last few years and coming up with a report for what your how well you run as a business, yet that's no reflection on what you're currently doing today to be a better business. And so what we're going to do with these forms is we're going to work with yourself and your dispatchers to know that every time your drivers are going out on a call, that prior to they get to that schedule, we're going to change our conversation to be where we are going to ask the driver where they're going, what they're doing, what are the hazards associated with the load they're picking up, and reinforce those activities or behaviors we want those drivers to do and document it on our form. And we're going to do that with each conversation with each driver at least once or twice a week, and we'll start recording that for a couple times a week. over time, we're going to end up generating some data that we're going to be able to use to sell back to the marketplace to say, listen, hey, even though the mod has gone up, let me tell you what they've put in place and let me give you some demonstrable data to show you why we're not having claims now and how we're mitigating this exposure. And while we may not get an initial premium reduction, we will get one over time. We will drop your claims over time. And we will also be able to get some underwriting credits to offset some pricing increases from the carrier. So, you know, summarize, it's pretty hard to argue with the results that we've had. And let me tell you what some of our clients are saying about us. You know, since they've implemented this program, they've had a 50% reduction in their claim frequency. We have been able to demonstrate that we get the underwriting credits that I just talked about. More importantly, we're able to impact the other areas of your organization, because when you stop having claims and you stop having those frictional losses, that's going to make you run more efficient and more profitable. So we're going to reduce your losses. Better communication around safety is going to lead to better communication around other things. And typically in a trucking firm, we see it around maintenance on the trucks and any other issues that may be going on, or with customers that need some attention. And that's been a huge efficiency gain as well. Safety program gets spread across everyone in your organization, so not one person is responsible for it. It's super easy to implement. All we have to do is be the change consultant for you and monitor that we're having these conversations, that it's getting done. And then we generate a bunch of data that allows us to improve the pricing with the carriers. So I think it's pretty straightforward, and we look forward to being able to implement this for you on your behalf. Let us know when you're ready to get started.